Coming up on TMS, what's that behind me?
The snowy peaks of Hawaii.
I don't want sausage on my waffles.
Zoo cut off more than they can chew.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Your emails and calls. Is that a room reference?
Yeah, no.
I love it. Oh, it should be. Your emails and calls and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
A beverage?
Johnny Coffee?
We ran out of coffee in 1997. Haven't been able to get any. Try the Muggle Juice.
Muggle Juice?
It's a Martian vegetable. Has a pleasant narcotic effect.
You better make it whiskey.
Watch your hands, bruh.
The Morning Stream.
With that!
Oh, Scott Fletcher, you're an American treasure.
I can't say that I was expecting that one.
I wasn't either. He sent me a batch of new ones, and whenever he does, I don't actually listen to them. I just make sure their levels are okay, and then I check them out for the first time, and they're glorious. So who knew he was going to go?
The Morning Stream.
With that!
No one knew. Nobody knew. I feel like that old commercial and that meme's coming back. I've seen it in a few places.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. Like some kind of weird resurgence of the, but was it Budweiser? I think. Or Miller?
Yeah, I think it was Budweiser.
Some sort of beer unit?
Yeah.
From back in the day?
It wasn't Coors and it wasn't Miller, so it had to be Budweiser.
It would have to be.
Those were your big three.
Who were the ones that had the frogs? Was that also Budweiser? Yeah, Bud.
That was Budweiser.
Yeah, and then you had your horses. That's Budweiser. You know, I feel like Budweiser has it all.
Coors just had a dude standing in a stream.
Yeah, F that guy.
Yeah, and Miller had...
What did Miller have? It's Miller time. There you go.
Yeah. All right.
I'd say it's Miller time, and then they'd just be around a bar going, yeah, Miller time, and here's a glass, and here's a close-up of it, and there's a little disclaimer at the bottom saying don't drink and drive.
All right, here's your trivia question. Which one had Kathy Ireland
as
a spokesperson?
Okay, that is ringing a bell. Hold on here. Let me dig back. I'm going to say... was she one of the Budweiser girls? Remember they had the girls on like an American blanket or something?
She was, as far as I know, like a solo.
Okay, so
promoter.
She was on
like
her
she
own?
Wasn't like a member of a group.
Okay, and
maybe she was. Yeah, there were beer girls. I can't remember if it was which group it was. But
remember
there
they'd
were
lay
beer
on
that
they'd lay on the
like,
thing and all their bathing suits would make
her
the Budweiser
and Elle McPherson.
Logo.
Right. That's right. They were laying on a mat. I don't know if she was one of those three though.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. My God, everybody in my college dorm had that had that poster.
It was our, what was the lady in the
70s? It was our Farrah Fawcett.
It was our Farrah Fawcett, right, exactly. It was like,
Right.
Why though? Why was that it was okay, it was fine. It was just three girls on a towel. It was dumb, kind of, if you think about it. Sort of dumb, but whatever.
Sort of dumb.
Chat room, you guys can help us out.
Pops and Recline just posted a video of the Kathy Ireland commercial.
All right, let's play a taste of it.
Great St. Patrick's Day? Well, you have to wear green, naturally. And only some real Irish music.
Oh, it's some kind of Irish thing. Also, she's talking in a freaking can. My gosh, that's bad audio. So it is Budweiser.
I recorded that in a GoPro, nestled in a tissue box, wrapped in a coffee can.
Well, there you go.
Horse's butt.
Good stuff. Beer, everybody. It's happening. I got a funny story to tell you. It happened just before showtime.
Okay, good.
And I decided, so this morning I got up, we had to hurry and get Nick ready. He's doing this 3D modeling camp. It's funny they call it a camp, but he just goes up to the university every day and they do this thing for high school kids where they learn a bunch of advanced 3D modeling stuff, which is totally up his alley. He's having a blast. And by the way, now he's making a Reaper mask, so...
Oh, cool.
So he's following in his Uncle Brian's footsteps over there.
Is he, did he download a thing or is he doing the, is he designing it himself?
Good question. I think he may be building it himself, but I'm not sure because I think he's using his time at the camp to make one.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
Then printing parts of it here at home. I think that's what's going on. But anyway, so he's slow getting up and things are just crazy this morning and we're trying to get everybody ready and it's fine, but you know, whatever. It's always running around with your head cut off trying to get kids doing what they got to do. Mm-hmm. So we got him ready and up and out of here. So I had to walk the dog a little bit late and then it occurred to me, oh my gosh, Scott, you haven't prepped most of TMS yet. What are you doing? So I'm like, that's going to be late too. So I hurried up and took the dog out to take her for a walk. Here's why I'm glad I did it, despite the fact that I was running late. Took her for a big long walk, about a half an hour walk. And she does, like she often does, has to stop and take a poop. Okay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Dogs do that. That's what we do.
Dogs poop.
That's right.
You heard it here first, folks.
And our neighborhood has these strategically placed dispensaries of bags for cleaning up and cans to put them in, which is great. So I had a bag with me, and she pops a squat and starts doing her thing.
They should have a sign, too, that says, be kind.
Yeah.
Keep clean up after your dog's behind or something like that.
Yeah, they should.
Like the old video store.
That would be awesome. Be kind. Yeah, the video stores that reminded me to keep my dog's behind clean.
Right. Playing off of the be kind rewind. But okay, all right.
Thanks a lot, Blockbuster, for reminding me. So anyway, so she is mid-schmear there doing her thing.
Yeah.
It's fine. She's just going. Right. And she's there for a long time. And I'm like, I'm not really paying much attention to detail here. I don't know what's going on. So I'm like, you all right, sweetie? And she just sort of is there in the position, holding it. And I see, oh, and I'm not trying to gross anybody out. It's just a dog, guys. But she's got like this dangly worm business going on. Yeah, and it's a, you know, a good, oh, let's see, I'm just doing it in my head here. Probably a 4-inch, like, thing that won't let go. All right? Okay. It's just kind of hanging there. I don't know if she got into the maple syrup again or what happened, but she's a little gummed up. So she's got this
too much cheese.
Yeah. So she's got this noodle and she thinks it's gone by the time she's done. So she makes the motion to sit up again, and I'm ready to go over there and clean up what I got to clean up, but it doesn't let go, and it lightly touches the back of her leg, and she thinks that that Armageddon is here. Because she feels it and suddenly launches. And I'm telling you, this is one of the most agile, fast, like spring-loaded dogs you'll ever see.
Right.
She just goes and makes us like, yay! And she runs and like flips over herself and lands on her back and gets back up and runs around because she thinks there's something attached to her leg.
Oh, my God.
And she ran around like that for like a good 30 seconds before I could calm her down. Now, this thing is long, like flipped off and landed on the side of somebody's Ford Bronco by now.
Okay, good. So it's already left the...
It left the sheet.
Docking bay. Yeah. It's cleared. The ejector pod has finally cleared the docking bay and is.
Yeah, he's cleared the tower.
And it's stuck to the side of a Ford Bronco.
Exactly. And she was fine after that and acted like nothing happened. But I've never seen such raw panic in my life. And it's like people who, like when a bee lands on me, this is the kind of thing I do. So now we know the dog's weakness. Oh, and she wrapped around a tree. I had the leash, and so she just went like around the wrong way around a tree and like smacked her head against the side of the tree, and just a big dumb idiot. So that was my morning.
Andrews does make a good point. He says, to be fair, I'm sure you would freak out too if poo touched your leg. And I can't argue with that. I honestly cannot.
I would too, and it would highly depend on the source of it. But I'll tell you what, if it was, now that you mention it though, if maybe it doesn't matter the source of it, whether I'm the source or someone else is, I would probably bolt and wrap myself around a tree.
I think I'd be a little bit more, I'd run just that much faster if it wasn't my own. Wow. Good Thursday morning, people.
Good morning, everybody. Here's a story for you.
Enjoy your double shot, extra foam, hot latte.
Mm-mm. All right, we're gonna move forward with haste. Not haste. We're just gonna take our time. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're gonna have to stump Daryl.
We're just gonna go is what we're gonna do.
Yeah, and to do that, in order for Daryl to come on the show and touch our leg,
right?
We need one of you to call in, 801-895-4724. First caller gets in first, and you get to participate in today's contest. Now, I want Kevin from Ann Arbor.
So far, so good, Johnson.
Yeah.
Good so far. All right.
Now, Kevin from Ann Arbor, Michigan, I wanted you to know, despite your horrible loss last week, you could still win.
That's right.
You can call anytime. In fact, people who won yesterday could call today. Like, it doesn't matter. Oh, really? We don't have any rules.
All right. Wow. We have looser rules than KTLA.
Oh, yeah. We're super loose with our rules. Oh, I got an email from somebody that says we shouldn't say the word hooker anymore. And he's just reminded me of that for some reason.
Are we going to say
and or that word, they said, because in some country, I guess, I forgot what the country was, but I guess it's super, super offensive. It would be like us saying, what did he use the comparison? Oh, it'd be like calling, somebody who's transitioning, calling them a tranny. Was their comparison? And I thought, I don't know if I can stop saying hooker. That's a good one. Hookers again.
I wonder what country that's offensive in. Probably not. Probably not the Netherlands.
Look, as I have to worry about my own country so much, I don't know if I can worry about everyone else's. I don't know if I can. I just don't have the time. Hey, we got a caller. Let's find out who this is. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Chad.
Hello, Chad. What's up with you? You're it sounds like you're on a commute.
I am on a commute. I'm actually a truck driver from Missouri, but right now I'm headed through Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, sweet. Where the wind rolls roughly down the thing, or however it goes. How's that go? I don't know how it goes. Something like that. Anyway, well, Chad, it's good to have you on, and I appreciate what clearly would be a hands-free conversation that we're having with you.
Absolutely is.
Yeah, good.
You have an earbud in your ear with a microphone, and you're good to go.
That's all right, right on. Brian's going to explain to you some rules, and we're going to go from there. Brian, go.
Yes, Chad, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question in a couple moments, and what we want you to do is predict whether or not you think Daryl is going to get that question right or wrong. If you are correct, today you have the opportunity to win a copy of Abyss Odyssey. It's a side-scroller hack and slash on Steam, as well as the character Sonya on Heroes of the Storm.
One of the best characters in the game. She's super rad, and she's free. So, Brian, what's our deal? What's our category?
Your category today is Deadpool, the movie.
Ooh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Specifically the movie. So, I mean, if you're familiar with it, of course that...
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen it like 15 times by now.
Nice.
Wow. That's a lot of times.
Jeez, it's a good movie.
Especially considering how briefly has been on video so far. So, what do you think? Is he going to get right or
right
wrong?
Up Fifth Street.
Yeah, you think he's going to be?
I think yes. I could. If he can, I can.
Okay. All good. Right.
I like that.
Yeah, I know Daryl liked it too. He ended up seeing it and liking it. So, you may be in good hands if you think he's going to get it right. Or this
feels pretty good.
So. This could be one of those terrible mic questions with like numbers and shit in it. So let's find out. Let's find out together, shall we? Here we go. Let's get Daryl in.
Okay. So far, so good, by the way, Scott. You're doing great.
Hey, look, I'm just keeping my head above water. All right, Daryl says says Daryl's not online. So that's a scary thing. Let's see if he is or isn't. So many moving parts. Oh, no, now it says he is online.
Okay, good.
So I don't know what that meant for a minute, but all I know is this. We have a theme for him. I play it, and then we talk more.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Stump Daryl is a segment we have on the show, and it's brought to you by
Kim's Southern Cooking. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7 p.m.
She made jambalaya last night. We had a bunch of big, thick bread unit stuff with that. We had, she bought home a bunch of Cajun stuff from her trip to the South, and then we made it with that, and it was real good. And
Can I tell you that I hate the phrase delish, but I'm going to use it right now because it just seems appropriate. That sounds delish.
I hate that too, but I'm going to say that you're right to use it. Daryl isn't answering. That's always a good sign.
Let's see if we good. Can,
figure this out.
Chad. Listen, all you people who want to change the way this segment goes, we can't do anything if Daryl doesn't answer the damn phone.
That's right. This is a key part of it.
All of your suggestions do include Daryl answering the phone. So
yep. No matter what, it's part of the plan.
That's right.
It's ringing eternally. I don't know what that means. Here's what we'll do. I'm going to text him. It might be one of those times where he's in a meeting or something.
Right.
So I'm going to pause this and save.
Answer the phone once in a while.
You actually did call the first time, and I heard you ask what's his name, whether I would get it right or wrong. And then you hung up on me for fear I would hear that, and then everything went.
No, I never. I didn't call till we were done. I have no idea what that's about.
Yes, yeah, so you must have still been hearing the stream on that delay thing.
Oh, no, it wasn't that.
I guarantee I didn't call you. I didn't even touch
I think Scott knows when he pushes the button.
Yeah, I didn't. I had to. You always hear me stalling about it. I got a theme for him. Like, that's me fumbling for your number. So, yeah, I never did it. Well, weird. I don't know. Skype. This is proof the NSA is watching, Daryl. Careful what you say. They put in their big database here in Salt Lake City and keep it in a big giant server room. Daryl's the Trek or nerd, and he's the guy who comes on and gets stumped on the show. And Daryl, I got a question for you. You want to hear this question? Oh, by the way, Chad.
I have not seen that movie.
Oh, you have not? I thought you had.
I have not seen it.
I thought you had and you liked it. What am I thinking of?
A different movie.
You did completely hear what his prediction was.
Did you hear his prediction then? Do you know if he thinks you're going to get it right or wrong?
And now after all this, I don't even remember. I think he said I was going to get it right because you were all positive, but I don't remember now.
Yeah. I think what you heard was the AGR stream or something. I don't know how the hell you heard all that because I wasn't calling you then. All right, well, here's your question, Chad. Here's your chance to steer him in one direction or the other. Deadpool likes to mop. Deadpool likes to mop. Come on, Scott. Deadpool likes to make pop culture references. He might like to mop too. I don't know.
He might.
In the Deadpool,
and he do it in a funny way.
Exactly. In the Deadpool movie, what other movie does he spoil the ending of? Also, this includes Deadpool spoilers for reals, yo. It's been more than 2 weeks, playas. Oh my gosh, Mike, I may have to just pop you in the nuts when I see you next because those are terrible.
Just get Joey Image.
Yeah. So here are your four options. A, The King's Speech, or as I like to say it, The King's Peach. B, The Godfather. C, 127 Hours. Or D, The Crying Game. All of these have spoilers of a sort.
Right.
Although The King's Speech, did it? Did it have a spoiler?
Sure, he finally spoke.
I guess so.
Without a stutter.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It is a really good movie, yeah.
I loved it.
Colin Firth action, right?
Yeah, and that peach, man. Oh, it's a real good peach. All right, Daryl, so what do you think? King's Speech, The Godfather, 127 Hours, or The Crying Game?
Well, let's see what the caller wants me to do.
Yeah, what do you think, caller?
I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
It is 127 Hours.
127 hours. The guy got stuck in Moab, Utah, had to cut his own arm off deal.
Yeah, Franco dude.
Franco man did it.
Franco-American.
Franco.
Yep. That's right. You'd think I'd see that movie since it was in my backyard.
You still haven't seen that either?
I've still never seen 127
hours. Oh my gosh, you suck at seeing movies.
I do. There's sometimes they come and they go and I just miss them. I'm a huge Danny Boyle fan. I love stuff based on real stories. I just watched Everest, for heaven's sakes. Like, why haven't I seen this? I don't know. It just keeps missing my radar. It's weird.
You've been turning left for a long time, Chad. Is the traffic?
That's my hazard. I'm off the side of the road.
Oh, nice.
Look at that. Look, you guys, look. Safety first. Chad is safety first, everyone.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I feel better about driving today. So, Daryl, what do you think? Which one do you like?
Oh, let's see. Well, since he seems to be positive that it's 127 hours, I guess I would be foolish not to pick that.
Ah, so today we have an example of how this works badly sometimes, in my opinion.
Hopefully he's doing this right.
Well, let's find out. I don't know. Judges know. Is it judges?
Congratulations.
That is absolutely right.
You're a winner.
And as it turns out, that's what Chad thought you would get. He is the winner of Abyss Odyssey and Sonya, the character from Heroes of the Storm. Yeah. 127 hours, Deadpool gets handcuffed by Colossus and pulls out one of his knives and cuts off his own hand while mentioning it's a spoiler to 127 hours. Here's a clip of that. Here you go.
You'll recover, Wayne. You always do.
You ever see 127 hours? Spoiler alert.
That's a pretty good scene, actually. Can you think of anything worse than cutting off your own arm? I can't.
No, I cannot. That's
Poop stuck to my butt.
Well, I'd take that over an arm cut off. I really would. I think that would be a bum deal.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Chad.
Chad, send me an email at coverville@gmail.com and I'll get you your stuff.
Yes.
Your codage.
Yeah. Way to go, dude. And it was nice to talk to you. And good luck on your way to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Homa Okla. All right. Daryl, back to hanging out with you here for a minute. Something about Star Trek I wanted to ask you real quick. So the new movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It appears from the trailers that I had this conversation with Tom yesterday. It appears from the trailers they are going to destroy the Enterprise again.
Once again.
Now,
they just can't take care of that thing.
It's starting to feel a little like the Wilhelm scream a little bit, but in Star Trek movies where you can just count on the Enterprise either getting nearly destroyed or completely destroyed. Do you have a problem with that, right? You don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Is it, do you think that actually, do you, well, first of all, do you think that actually happens in this one? It appears that at least one of the the big stick out in the cell things, whatever those are called. What are those called? The big wing deals units? The big...
a warp drive.
Nacelles?
Is that what it is? Yes. Yeah, one of the nacelles gets hammered pretty good by what looks like little nanite-looking shippy things.
Yeah. Well, they also shoot it in the neck and break its head off.
Oh, jeez. Oh, okay, well, then maybe they do total. Well, that's you know, my insurance company would call that totaled, right?
Yeah.
So... I guess what I'm getting at is here is this. They know that this is a meaningful thing to do in that the shock value of it is like, oh my gosh, how can you destroy the Enterprise? And then you can follow up with, check it out, brand new spanking clean Enterprise. This is the D or the E or whatever. Mm. And so they have that opportunity. Do you think that now, at what point?
Oh, you mean like maybe a new design, or you mean just like, all right, we have the next...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, could they take this moment of yet another destruction and bring out something cool? Or do you think that's just a bad idea and it should be, you know, it should be whatever the Enterprise is and it should always live and that's one of the characters?
Yeah, well, I think it's one of the characters and I don't like to see it destroyed all the time because now it's lost its shock value. It's like, oh, again,
right.
Instead of, right. Oh, no, it's, oh, again.
Yeah.
Yes, even Smokey took better care of his car than Kirk takes care of the Enterprise.
I would agree.
Yeah, but
Bandit. I guess it was the Bandit. Sorry, not Smokey.
Yeah, Smokey was the...
Was, right.
God dang son of a... Whatever. Right. Wasn't that his deal?
He was Jackie...
Gleason, and he has his little son with him all the time or whatever. That was a weird movie.
Really weird movie. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, sorry Daryl. So yes. So I think we're all in agreement that it's lost its shock value a little bit.
Yeah, but I do think they're going to do an Enterprise A or something.
Okay, so that's a
good thing. I am for that because how can you just not have an Enterprise?
Yeah, you have to. Well, yeah, you can't go on with that.
And it has to be Enterprise looking.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do like, we're going to put the nacelles in the front and the big saucer section on the bottom.
Right. Or you could do, well, they have those weird looking, like what was the one that Sulu captained later? The
Excelsior.
That thing had weird looking, that was a weird design. Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't want them to do. I never want another movie like 4. People always ask, why do you hate 4? Is it because it's the whales? Is it because there's a giant candy bar in the sky? Is it because of blah, 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 blah? Like everyone has a reason why they think I don't like the 4th Star Trek movie. And I have this to say. It's because the Enterprise isn't in it at all. There's no Enterprise at all. They fly a bird of prey from the Klingon fleet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's the bird of prey that has the tank that's big enough to hold the the whales.
And it's only on, I mean, the Enterprise may have had it, but it didn't matter because at the end of 3, they didn't have the Enterprise. They had this shitty bird of prey, and then they got the call that, oh no, the giant candy bar is talking to the Earth and it's starting to cause earthquakes. Oh shit. We need to get the tomb ring. Oh, that movie. It just unfurls from there. It gets worse for me from there. I don't know why why do people love that movie so much? Is it just because it's relatable? It's like, hey, we're in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, all right, here's Trek in our present time. And that was kind of the gimmick of it was, you know, all right, they're time travel to now, and they're talking to Macintoshes, and they're riding on buses, and he looks like a religious freak.
Nuclear vessels.
Nerve pinches a dude on the bus.
That's right. So the guy watch
that for film sec. I remember really liking 4, and I don't think I've seen it since watching it and liking it. You know what I mean? I think the last viewing of it was long enough ago that I actually was still in the mindset of enjoying it. And now I think we need to film sack it so I can
A girl on a date to it and we made out most of the movie.
nice.
So I had to watch it on video later just to catch up. And then I realized I didn't like it that much. So there you go. All right. Bird of Prey is stupid. Enterprise rules. That's the bottom line. Daryl, let's play a Google Apocalypse game.
We'll just start calling it that.
All right. Google Pickalips.
I know. I Googled it.
All right. You tell us the rules and then give us a thing.
Okay. I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into Google, and you complete the phrase and win nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one will I do? I'll do this one. People don't think blank.
People don't think. So this could be one word or... About
people don't think it could ever happen to them.
Mm.
No, people don't think
that's not bad
about others.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
People don't think.
I know. It almost seems like you should just stop right there. People don't think.
People, how about people don't think aliens are real? That's going to be mine. I'm going to go a little bit out there because I've learned lately that the most common sense one doesn't work.
And thank you for picking one that's actually gettable instead of, I like sandwiches and pancake leather sofas with mayonnaise butter.
Yes, I'm going to agree. So, all right. So what is it?
Well, I was hoping you would forget about yesterday's because this is yesterday's. People don't think it be like it is, but it do. And this is the number one
result. That's the number one?
That's some song. People don't
think it be like it is. Okay. Now you remember what I said a minute ago about thanks for doing the one that's gettable?
Yeah.
I'll take it all back.
Can you retract that like a big old retractor unit? Because that sucked. I've been saying... What?
It makes it more fun for the audience if they have a chance of getting it.
You mean if they guess as well and then search for
people
it.
Listening are probably guessing.
Hold on, Daryl. Hang on. We're just over here. For
So, okay. I like that idea. Next time we talk to Daryl, we'll let him know.
We should do it. Okay. Yeah, we'll bring it up.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's time for the news brought to you by...
Even better that you just hung up during that whole thing. Beautiful.
Yep,
beautiful.
Yep.
Is there a book, movie, or TV show you keep recommending, but your friends just won't listen? Dumbasses. Mark is a podcaster looking for your suggestions. I added that word right there. Yeah. Each week, he'll try out a new piece of pop media and give his honest review. If you have something to recommend, go to bit.ly/marktrial and tune in to Alpha Geek Radio from Friday, July 1st at 9 a.m. Mountain Time for Mark Stedman's 7-day trial.
That sounds all right.
Yeah. Alpha Geek Radio, Friday, July 1st.
So, this is weird. It snowed in Hawaii's Big Island.
Oh, it's a global cooling.
Global cooling. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island woke on Tuesday to find the summit of Mauna Kea, that volcano, dusted with a fresh layer of summer snow. Summer snow.
Maybe I think Charlie Sheen was just flying over in his helicopter.
Yeah, just, I dropped my big giant bucket my of bag. Cocaine. Shoot, all my bags.
My duffel bag.
Bummer. Considered both the world's tallest volcano and its tallest mountain when measured by the ocean floor, Mauna Kea is occasionally sees snow because it's pretty high. But a storm in mid-June is relatively bizarre. National Weather Service in Honolulu said the dusting resulted from a combination of passing precipitation and cold upper level temperatures. So I just want to freak everybody out and make them think, oh no. So in Hawaii, it's the end of the world. Get your guns ready and fill up your deal.
That's right. The Hawaiian mountain never going to take my guns.
That's right, son. Anyway, that's the thing. That would if you kind of be cool to see, like in the middle of June.
Oh, sure.
You're hiking that. Can you hike that? I wonder if you can go up there. I guess you
can. I don't know if you can. We did Diamond Head, and we've done... We didn't hike, but we did Haleakala on...
It was like a helicopter?
No, we had a Jeep.
Oh, okay.
We rented a Jeep and went up Haleakala to the Seven Sisters waterfalls. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, praise the
had
Seven.
Had some shaved ice and everything.
Oh, that's great. Praise the Seven. I was going to say this also. Did you see the trailer for that new Pixar movie, Mauna Hollow?
Yes, I saw it with you. Didn't we see it together before Warcraft, or did I see it before something else?
I saw it. I don't know where I saw it. I think I saw it online.
Yeah, I did see it in some theater experience, and it looks really good.
Yeah, The Rock is some sort of like island god.
Right.
And that's cool. That seems all right to me.
It does. Hey, did you see, while we're on this completely opposite subject of the Hawaiian snow, did you see Strange Magic, the George Lucas animated thing from last year?
No. Was that George Lucas had an animated thing?
George Lucas had an animated thing last year because, you know, to compete.
I honestly have no idea. I never even heard of that.
I didn't either. Well, I think I remember hearing something about it and then I completely forgot about it. And I played a cover from it yesterday. It has Evan Rachel Wood and Alan Cumming and Maya Rudolph and... and I played a cover of Heart's Straight On from that movie with Evan Rachel Wood and Alan Cumming singing it. And yeah.
Alan Cumming was Nightcrawler. Okay. Yeah. Got yeah. it. All right. That's the guy. No, is it so? I mean, is it?
Haven't seen it, oh, but the soundtrack is great. It's almost all covers. It's a okay. great soundtrack. And I don't know how I missed it. It has a very similar feel. It's like a Monsters version of The Book of Life.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Well, how does George Lucas make a thing and I don't hear about it?
Right?
Like, that seems like something I should be hooked in on this.
Right.
That's not like a small thing. Like,
I don't know how well it did. Oh, 16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, really?
That might be why you didn't. This noisy, unappealing children's fantasy fails to distinguish itself among January's many, many reasons to steer clear of the multiplex.
All right. So this January came out?
It came out, January 2015.
Oh, man.
Strange Magic, the new animated musical fairy tale from the mind and the mixtape of George Lucas, is indeed strange. What's missing is the magic.
Oh.
Wow.
Man, that's too bad, George. Sorry about that, man. Maybe you should make Indiana Jones movies better or something. Or, I don't know, make Howard the Duck again. It sounds like that's where you're back at.
That's too bad because, like I said, the soundtrack is really good. And maybe this might be another one. You know, as soon as it comes out on streaming, might be sackable.
Yeah, I'd watch it. We're always talking about doing an animated feature anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Chat room, Dice Tomato says he saw it. Did you like it, Dice Tomato? Was it any good? I don't know. Chris Mikehead says it's because Disney and Marvel suck all the air out of the room. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But there's room for small, well-made things. I mean, either this is good. It's not like, even I'll give the critics this benefit of the doubt. It's not like they see something and go, this wasn't made by Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks. Well, then F off. That's not that's not how it works.
Let me remind you that of the Oscar nominees last year, none of them were made by Disney or Pixar or Marvel.
Wait, that's true. Wait, except for, well, you mean the animated category?
I guess. No, in the Best Picture category. Oh, there were other movies that came out that.
Good point. Good point, but in the animated category, even though Pixar won with Inside Out, most of the other nominees were like weird, small French things.
Right, right.
So think of that, everybody.
There you go, see?
And that Andy Kaufman thing. Or not Andy Kaufman.
Kaufman, but Charlie Kaufman.
Charlie Kaufman movie. I still want to see so bad. I really want to see that.
Thank you very much.
The one where he's
Anomalisa.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
All right. Well, there's.
All right. Well, there you go. There is animated movie talk with Brian and Scott.
That's right. Oh, and Finding Dory's got all kinds of good reviews this morning.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see it this weekend.
Cool.
I think. Naked man in the
Naked
news.
Man.
He has.
What's his power?
Well, let me tell you, and I'll do it in the language of Huffington Post headline.
All right. You're not going to say ability to carry 21 donuts.
Wow. That's quite a man.
Well,
naked,
on each finger.
It says here, the headline reads this way. Naked man exposes his sausage at Waffle House.
Oh, jeez.
That's the exact quote.
Was was it Theon Greyjoy? Did he have it on a fork?
Yeah.
I guess it would be more Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah, Ramsay held on to that thing, keeps it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Freaking Ramsay, dude. I cannot wait for this week's episode. I want him to get his so bad.
What's this? In the Bolton refrigerator, there's actually a piece of Tupperware that says, do not eat.
Yeah, I wonder, like, if they win, like, if Jon Snow and his side wins, what are they going to do? Go to his house and just check everything out and go, oh man, what's this? Exactly. I think this has gone off.
Right.
Well, a naked man has exposed himself at a Waffle House. This is always a good time. A Georgia man is facing public indecency charges after allegedly trying to force his way into a Waffle House while stark naked. Bashir Rashid, age 36, was arrested June 7th after he drove his BMW into a Waffle House in Sandy Springs, got out of the car and tried to enter the restaurant sans clothes. Witnesses told police that Rashid began... I don't want to read this part. I'll say it this way.
Let's say he began stirring his grits.
Yeah, he began stirring his grits after exiting the car. And what... And walked up to the entrance where he allegedly pressed his organ against the glass entry door. Ugh. A restaurant employee immediately called 911 to explain the situation, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. That's a cool name for a paper, isn't it? The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Do you ever do any work for them?
The AJC. Been to the AJC and did an installation there.
Yeah, how'd that go? Good?
Yeah. Yeah. Went just fine. It's good. Hot.
Yeah.
Hot 365 days of the year.
Yeah, Atlanta's a big sweaty sock, man. Mm-hmm. that place. Quote, this is the Waffle House. A gentleman... this is a phone call. This is the actual 911 call.
Okay, 911 call. Hello, 911. Thanks for calling 911. Well, I'm sure they
don't. No, you be the 911 person. You go ahead.
Right, okay, hold on.
All right. Okay. All right. Are you ready? So you're playing the role of...
Is it... Check. Oh, batteries might be dead on this puppy.
Oh, no.
That's as good as it's going to get. All right. I'll just do it manually.
Boy, the Atlanta 911 phone line's gotten worse.
Takes forever for them to answer. Thank you for calling 911. It's a beautiful day. How can I help you?
This is the Waffle House. A gentleman just got out of his car and is naked standing at the front door. He just peed on my door and now he's walking inside. Sir, can you not come in here?
That was it. That was the whole call.
So, okay, well, send someone right now. I don't know what else I can do.
This playhouse.
What's the special today?
Yeah, urine on your door.
By the way, is Lindsay working today? Could you put her on for a sec?
Everybody knows
I just love her.
Yeah, she's the best. I'll always tip her a little more. All right, there's that story. How about this one? Here's one for you. A zoo. There's a zoo here that has accidentally, this is in Oregon, by the way.
Okay.
So all you damn hipsters with your fancy donuts and your tree-hugging ways can listen to this story.
Jeez.
The zoo accidentally chopped off part of a lion's tail during a kid's show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this happened.
Oh.
I know. The king of the jungles was slightly shorter than he used to be.
Wow.
On Monday, during a big cat training session show at the Oregon Zoo, a lion named Zawadi. Hold on. Burp switch. I had a banana.
whatever.
I did. I had a banana this morning.
You could precede that with, I had a sausage.
I could have been anything.
I
could have said anything. You're right.
Country potatoes. Whatever. Anything you say.
Yeah. That sounds good, though.
Country potatoes?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Sure. Let's go to the Waffle House.
Chat room says, put some ice on it, Leo.
I hear their sausages are half off.
Yeah, and they're... Don't touch the handle on the door, though. I've heard something. Right. A lion named Zawadi was injured while a crowd of children looked on. Footage of the shocked incident shows Zawadi entering the indoor stage through a hydraulic door, which just made the doom door sound in my head. My head went shrink or whatever it makes.
Right.
Which then proceeds to shut with him still underneath, chopping off the tip of his tail like a guillotine.
See, kids, that's how you train a lion.
That's right. You want to know what's up? Let's go to Oregon. Despite being aware of what happened, the zookeeper presenting the show carries on. Only once the audience begins to shout does the planned performance get put on hold. His tail is bleeding a lot. Yelled. Someone said, witnessed a crappy incident today, says somebody on YouTube, that injured a lion at a zoo, attendee Brandon Greer said, recorded the video. It says part of his tail was gone. Blood puddling. Or I read that as blood pudding at first.
It looked like blood pudding at first, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got an L in
there. Isn't that gnarly, dude?
I'm just picturing, you remember the old Dan Aykroyd as Julia Child SNL bit where he cuts his finger like really early on in the skit.
Yeah.
And he still tries to continue going on with the rest of the cooking demonstration, but blood is like getting everywhere. And like as he's moving his hand, it's kind of spraying over here and spraying over there. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing this kid's show is going. It's like, no, as you can see by the lion, and the lion's like swishing his tail back and forth.
Just whipping blood everywhere. Yeah, kind of me too. The zoo issued a statement later saying about the incident, said this. They seemed to downplay the severity of what happened and said it was no big deal.
That
it would grow back. I don't know. Try to convince those kids, man.
Right.
They're there to see, freaking Pumbaa. Wait.
And they could have seen...
Is it Pumbaa?
They could have seen a polar bear giving birth earlier in the day, but there is only one thing that they're going to remember from their time at the zoo.
Chat room says just...
I know, it's Pumbaa. I heard it.
Chat room says just the tip. It's pretty funny. Simba. Why do I always think Pumbaa? Gosh dang it. They're both Buzz. What do you expect?
Right. Pumbaa is the boar.
The boar?
The boar.
The boring one?
Like the meerkat
is Timon. Timon. Pumbaa's the boar.
Right. Hakuna Matata and all that.
Yeah. And then you got, or you could, I've seen a lot of custom artwork where Timon is Junkrat and Pumbaa is Roadhog.
That's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it could be any, and you know, any of those combos like Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy.
Yep.
The Iron Giant and the little kid. I mean, there's.
Genie says this will never die. You're right, Genie.
Yeah.
It will never die.
Never die.
What dies will live. No, how's it? How does the iron island?
What is dead shall never die.
That's it. What is dead shall never die. Yeah. I don't know what that means. It's kind of a dumb saying.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
You just can't die twice.
And the whole drowned god thing. It's like, if you come out of the water and breathe again, maybe you'll get to be king. Oh, yeah. But if you die, oh well, it's like burning witches.
Totally just like burning witches. Exactly.
Super dumb.
Like, yeah.
All right. Finally, in the news, Helen Mirren. Lady Helen Mirren, a fantastic stage and film star of the British descent, who we all love and adore. She was incredible in The Queen, and everything she's in, she makes better. I think she is an incredible presence, and I love Helen Mirren. Mm-hmm. Well, she has officially joined the cast of Fast 8.
Oh, good. And fast is the way you can describe her credibility driving off.
Well, that's a good question. Like the movie makes so much, those movies make so much money now.
Yeah,
and
there's
such a big profile thing that you almost can't go wrong by being in it.
Right. Well, you can't lose money by being in it, but.
Yeah. But can you lose cred? I mean, will we think less of Helen Mirren if she does Fast 8?
No, we won't.
Yeah, of course we won't. We'll still be into that.
Yes, of course. We'll love Helen Mirren forever.
Yeah, or Harold Million.
Harold Mirren.
Harold Million. He's my favorite.
Harold.
Well, anyway.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got it
Merlin
right.
Merlin Hurdlin.
So Merlin Hurdlin joins the cast of Fast 8. This is the upcoming Fast and Furious deal. And this is already a movie with Charlize Theron is in it. We now have learned Helen Mirren.
Uh-huh. Oh, I did it too. Yeah. Now it's easy, isn't it?
The 70-year-old star has been confirmed in her casting during a film interview with Elle magazine, and we're just giddy with excitement, says this webpage over at E! Online. Yes, I am, Helen Mirren responded to the magazine when asked about her rumored role in the film. There are also whispers that she's playing a villain, which she did not confirm. But that seems about right. The star continued to share that
Helen
she's...
Helen Mirren villain.
Helen Villain. I like that. It's pretty good. She did not confirm. She says this. The star continued to share that she's a big fan of cars and hopes to buckle up and get behind the wheel of one of these souped up rides. So there you go. Nobody think any less of Helen Mirren.
No, I won't think any less of Helen Mirren.
In fact, maybe it's enough to make me care to see it in the theater or something, you know?
Like, I think these movies, not that much, but.
I think these movies are fun. I just think they're. They're kind of throwaway. Like
I don't subscribe to any of the car porn thing, so it doesn't do much. The attraction of seeing cars juiced up and revving on the starting line and stuff like that just doesn't do anything for me. So I'll watch it when it comes out on streaming, but
me neither. I'm not a big fan of. I mean, it's not that I'm anti cool cars. I like cool cars. I would drive a cool car, but I'm not like obsessed with them to the point that I'm tweaking them out. I had a friend who did this. All during our 20s, he was constantly adding, like, weird crap to his Honda. Like, big old beefy, what's the exhaust port thing that would make it kind of rumble real low. And then
exhaust pipe, yeah.
Then he put on, like, I don't know, some kind of weird skirt thing underneath it that made it cool. And then he put lights on his tires. I mean, he just rigging that thing up.
Right. The little neon tubes on the bottom that make it glow when you're driving down the street, that too?
Yeah, and I told him, you're just going to sell this one day and not care anymore. And he goes, no, never. And then he sold it and didn't care.
This will be my car forever.
And he just didn't care. Doesn't do that stuff now. Now he buys expensive Mercedes and BMWs. So what are you going to do? He still loves cars.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was on, chat room is saying she was on Top Gear at some point. So.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. There's a shot of her driving something with a helmet and Dice Tomato posted that. No, that's cool. All right.
Captain Kipper says she was hot in the 70s. I would say she's hot now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's old. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all getting there. Listen, time's not moving any slower for you, buddy. Whoever you are out there thinks, oh, look at these old people. No, you're aging at the rate they are. It's still happening. Time passes for them. passes for you too. If you're here and old enough to perceive that somebody's old, guess what? You're old enough to be olding yourself. You're getting old. You're all doing it. And you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm 20. I'll never be old. No, you will be. You will be. All right.
I'm channeling Yoda there. Nicely done.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's a bunch of emails and calls. Winnie's not here today. I feel poorly that she's not, but she's stuck on a boat. She's on a boat. She got her flippy floppies on. She's trying to get to Norway or something. So they got stuck with some delayed whatever. So, yes, traffic is even bad in that part of Europe. But before we get to that, independent music from Brian.
Correct. Today's indie track, or today the first of two indie tracks, because we got PM today later. This is an Omaha electronic pop trio called Icky Blossoms. If you have access to a Rift or any sort of 3D viewer, you might be even able to use Google Cardboard with this. I don't know. They actually have a video for this song that is done with...
like 360 degree video?
360 degree video, yeah.
Yeah, but you can. Google Cardboard or one of those things should work fine.
Right. Yeah. Just look for it on AV Club, and I'll post a link in Twitter. But this is Icky Blossoms, and their single from their new album, Mask, and it's called Phantasmagoria.
Oh, that's my favorite magazine when I was a kid.
Phantasmagoria?
Yeah, I loved it. Did you read it? Did you ever read Phantasmagoria?
Fangoria, right?
Oh, Fangoria. I thought it was Phantasmagoria. All right, I got Phantasm and Fangoria mixed up.
A whole bunch of combo stuff there, right?
Weird. Anyway, here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Inside.
I'll have the sirloin.
One sirloin. Earth or Martian?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, the Earth sirloin's from genuine steers, $24 a pound. The Martian sirloin's from a domestic sloop.
Good dog, poor day.
The Morning Stream. Computer, stop the flow of time.
All right, we're back. Man, that was a cool song.
It was. Rocks out, huh?
Yeah, and the wall of sound kind of thing going on there.
Yep, yep.
Real good. Real good. I haven't actually.
Omaha,
you haven't,
people.
You haven't played anything I don't like. Like, so far,
good.
You have played
good,
only every indie song you've played, I have totally dug. And that's surprising to me because I thought we'd at least have one or two that were just not my style or something.
Yeah.
But they
were
good.
Yeah, I need to, and I got to keep up with that better because basically I have a folder now. So it used to be that I'd get an email from an indie label or a band and I'd scroll through really quick and I'd see that they don't even mention cover songs. And so I'd delete it or file it away. Now I save all of those and I listen to everything that comes in and decide, ooh, is this good for the show? Is that good for the show? And, it takes a lot longer, but it's so worth it. The results have been great.
It's been really, really good. And I haven't had a single takedown notice from YouTube since we started doing it.
Of course, yeah. These are bands that say, oh my God, somebody's playing the song. Fantastic. Getting ears out.
Yep. Yeah.
So
it's super cool. So thank you, world. Maybe we all find ways to live together. Someone just posted a GIF of this rad new zombie game that's coming to PlayStation. Oh my gosh, that looks
so really?
Cool.
Ooh,
yeah,
you gotta
click on that. It's called, what was it?
Days Gone.
Days Gone. It looks really cool.
Oh, look at those graphics.
Yeah, look at those zombies coming. It's like water. It's
my gosh. Well, that's a nice bottleneck. That's the thing you want. Oh my God, and they're fast zombies.
Uh-huh. It's my favorite time.
Oh,
people like this. People like slow zombies, not me. I like him fast.
Oh, he's going to die. Oh, man.
Well,
yeah, but he's not looking behind him, and that's totally when it happens in Walking Dead.
Yep.
They come up the other direction.
Walking Dead can't make its mind up. Like, they're slow when they're out there, but once they get you, they're fast.
Yeah. That's the fact that they surround you so quickly, you know?
Yeah. I'm more of a 28 days and 28 weeks later style zombie. Big fan.
Yeah, but those aren't zombies. Those are the infected.
They're the rage virus.
Man, those aren't really dead.
They're not dead. Don't you know nothing about no zombies?
I don't know why we're doing that, boys. Let's do this. Let's do this thing right here. This is a thing where I play this.
Send and receive email.
All right, we got emails and calls to play, and I got a bunch.
All right,
a little bit of catch up here. We got somebody calling in about the whole Game of Thrones wiener. What's acceptable in public deal? Because we keep getting email on this. I'm sorry, I just have
really?
To read these.
Okay.
Yeah, people are really into this topic.
Well, you know what? It's better than talking about how. Scones aren't fried, they're baked. They're like biscuits, and you enjoy them with cream and jelly. Look, people, I know. Out of all the things that we discussed yesterday that could be controversial topics, how come the most flack I get on Twitter is by people who don't know that in Utah, scones are like fried in oil?
Yeah.
And they're like sopapillas.
Yeah, and I fully accept the idea that I just didn't know this, but that's weird here and nowhere else. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm totally fine with that.
Anyway. All right, people, you can shut up about your scones.
Did you hear our lieutenant governor's speech at the memorial for the 49 killed in Orlando?
Oh,
did you
no,
hear that
I didn't.
By chance? Super awesome. Just
oh,
really,
cool.
I for the first time in a long time, I am very proud of a local politician.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Yeah.
Wow, that takes a lot.
That is worth watching if you find the video or reading its transcript or something. It's extremely cool. Anyway.
Cool. All right. Anyway.
I don't have a name on this one for some reason. They just said shove the Jon Snow, though, at the end.
Okay.
He says, hey, sausage and bratwurst. I might be a bit late on. Yeah, you're wondering if he's using terminology.
I might be.
He says, I thought I'd add this in case Scott is still thinking about the showing of the wieners on Game of Thrones and how that is different from showing your ding dong in other circumstances. I can't speak for the legal aspects of this, but in game studies, there is a concept of the magic circle, is what it's called, as described by Jonathan Huizinga in his book Homo Ludens.
Huizinga.
Yeah, Huizinga. there's a Wikipedia article about it he has here. Anyway, his basic gist is that people generally accept deviations from normal norms and laws under certain circumstances as long as they are separate in some way from the normal everyday life. So games, sports, plays, movies, etc. In short, this is the reason why two people wailing on each other in a boxing ring is a sport, but the same two people wailing on each other in front of a other or the audience, what? Wailing on each other or the audience 5 steps outside the ring is assault. Oh, yeah, I see what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So this, you could shorten that by saying, yeah, we're all paying to go watch two UFC fighters just about kill each other in the ring. But those same two guys out in a parking lot, what they're doing is assault. It's illegal. Both could sue. Like, it's this huge deal. This makes sense. He says this is a very basic explanation
going
of the
concept. Going to a Bourbon Street live sex show is one thing, but having it done to you on Bourbon Street, when you're just trying to sit on the side and drink a hurricane and not mind your own business and count your beads is a completely different thing.
I mean, part of it is a consent. Obviously, consent plays a role in this.
Well, of course.
Everybody has to consent. Like, the boxers have to consent. The sex people have to consent
if they're walking into the mall store with your wiener hanging out.
The donkey in Tijuana has to consent.
Anyway, there's that. Sorry I didn't get your name, person. It wasn't in your email. It just didn't copy out. Here's one from Ryan. Ryan says this, Brian. Ryan rhymes with Brian. I don't know if
Ryan
you knew that.
Does rhyme with Brian, and I sometimes get called Ryan.
He says, have you guys heard about that new deal that if you go in on with a cast member of that 70s show, you get a discount on mustard and or salad toppings?
What?
It's a Lara Preppin Gray Poupon Crouton Groupon.
Oh, jeez.
It was a joke, see?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do with that 70s show, people.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
She's in Orange is the New Black. You could have gone a little more modern.
That her name is Lara Preppin?
Lara Prepon, yeah.
Prepon.
Preppin.
You say Prepon? Probably Prepon.
Prepon or Postpon, whichever.
Hardcore Pawn, all that.
Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah. Isn't there a place called Hardcore Pawn? Maybe it's here in town.
Oh, I bet there is. If it's not in town, it's got to be in Las Vegas.
Somewhere I've seen a pawn shop. Don't remember where it was called Hardcore Pawn. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Here's one from, let's see. I got to pull that one up. This one is from Stephen Forrester. Oh, that's a very, that's like an author.
Stephen Forrester for NPR.
Yes, I've had tenure here at Harvard for the last 5 years. He's like a total Harvard guy. Anyway, say, hey, Scott and Brian. Thanks, Brian, for letting me know that there's a secret pizza place at the Cosmopolitan and where it was. Funny story, though. So here's your Vegas story.
I remember him asking. Okay.
We were at the Cosmopolitan getting ready to head up to the escalator to the third floor when my daughter fell and hit her head on a corner bench.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of having delicious secret pizza, we got a really ride. I think it means really nice ride to Sunrise Children's Hospital. The bleeding had stopped though, and she is in good spirits. I attached a picture, although the email didn't have it. I don't know why. I don't know if we will make it back to the pizza place, but the story was at least interesting. Look forward to shaking your hands at Nerdtacular next year. Don't always bet on black though, Stephen Forrester.
Oh,
bummer, dude.
Man.
That's a bummer.
I'm glad to hear she's okay. Jeez.
Yeah, we don't want people hurt.
No. And did the casino do anything for you? Like, would you like a free comp room?
Yeah,
just follow us out the back door so people don't see your bleeding child's head in our casino.
Did you see where the bleeding child went? We're trying to find Forrester.
They're
finding Forrester.
Ooh. You're the joke maker now, dog.
Lose your car keys. All right. One here from Jake Staley. I used to know a Staley.
Mm.
He was a cool guy, the Staley I knew.
Mm-hmm. His last name. No relation to Lane?
No relation to Lane. And no inappropriate drug use in Lane Staley. Yes. Says, hey guys, I need your help. I'm going to be having a week at home as a sort of staycation while my wife is away as camp counselor. I'm doing this too in a couple of weeks. Kim's going away for another week for a camp.
Jeez.
I know, she's so busy. Anyway, and I run the fireworks booth for the high school booster club. I was thinking it would be a good time to show my two teenage boys some classic movies that we've missed out on and they are finally old enough to watch. For instance, we just watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off with them for the first time, and they had a lot of fun with it. I bet they did. I was thinking about Breakfast Club, but their culture at school these days is so different than ours was. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Tristan enjoyed Breakfast Club as well.
My kids adore that. My daughter, oldest daughter, sees it as an anthem for her high school time, and it couldn't be more removed in terms of time.
Wow, no kidding. Yeah.
So I don't think you want to avoid Breakfast Club. I think it totally fits. Those cliques and those archetypes in high school and the same fears and insecurities, all that stuff that movie's so good at playing with, that is all up still in our culture today. And in fact, how much more timely is the subplot of what's his name taking a gun to school and keeping it in his locker.
Oh, right. Even though it's a flare gun.
Yeah, even though it's a flare gun. Like right, that yes. stuff is just as prudent today, I'm telling
no
you.
No kidding. Back yeah. then, it felt like, God, they gave you detention for bringing a flare gun to school, but now it's like, yeah, you should have gotten detention. Probably should have gotten expelled for that.
Yeah. I mean, jocks and nerds and outcasts and popular girls and mm-hmm. jocks and, or I said jocks.
And how to, you know, you get some helpful tips like how to make it look like it's snowing on your ink portrait of a
yep.
of a landscape and yep. how to apply makeup without using your hands.
Right. Just don't let, what's his name, down under your desk. That's a bad idea there.
Right.
And also, no kid likes the principal mm-hmm. or the vice principal. So there's right. so much in there, dude. I'm telling you, do not avoid that one. That's going to be my number one recommendation for you for kids that age. Watch The Breakfast Club with them, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
He says they also watched some Band of Brothers. They also really enjoyed that. That's great stuff, too. Can you guys think of some classic great movies that we should watch? I think Scott mentioned some older movies with the kids. I've got a couple of weeks before my time off, so having this discussion on TMS or Film Sack would be okay. Or if there's someone I should post this or get the tadpole involved. We can certainly do all of that as well. Thanks. Love the shows. Bros. Okay.
Yeah. We did this with Tristan for a while where, you know, we were picking... movies every week. We were watching, you know, sitting down, making some popcorn and making him hang out with us and watch a movie. Mm-hmm. He really enjoyed Groundhog Day.
Yeah, totally a good one.
What else?
I was going to say Groundhog Day. It's an awesome one. Let's think here for a second. I didn't prepare a list, but...
No, but I mean, almost any of the John Hughes teenager films still hold up.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yep. Right, Pretty in Pink.
Yep, that's good. What else? Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Abyss,
even though there's nudity in it.
Yeah, and the nudity in that is more like...
It's medical nudity.
Yeah,
not
medical nudity,
nudity.
It's different. It's different. Right. I don't think that's a problem.
You never gave up on anything in your whole life. Fight!
Fight. Here, I'm going to push your boobs. What else? Let's think here. I'm going to recommend... it's a little violent, but Brian De Palma's The Untouchables is an incredible film. Mm-hmm. Absolutely worth watching.
You take Alien. One of theirs to the hospital. You take one of theirs to the morgue.
Alien might, I mean, they're teenage boys, so Alien, I think, is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Or at least Aliens, you know.
At least Aliens, yeah, but you kind of want to see the first one before you see the second one, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you're asking me, I like all of them. The people yeah. who poo-poo on 3 and 4 can whine all they want, but I kind of right. enjoy those movies.
Right. And yeah, Goonies is a good one.
Goonies is a must. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing these kids have all seen all the Indiana Jones and Star Wars things, so mm-hmm. I'm not counting those because right. that seems like that should have happened a long time ago. And if not, you're a terrible parent. Watch, I can't think of anything else. Oh, you know what you need to have watch with them? A 91 or 92. Crap, I don't remember the year. It is this movie called Avalon. Mm. Which has a very, very young Frodo in it. Kid who plays Frodo. Can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood's in it. He's like 5 years old in this movie. Mm-hmm. It is this coming to America immigrant story that is funny, touching, heartwarming, heartbreaking. It is one of my favorite movies ever made, period. It's roughly based on Barry Levinson, who directed it and wrote it. It's based on his life and the life of his parents and grandparents. And it goes all the way up from like 1920 or something like that, all the way up to 1970. And it's incredible. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Aidan Quinn's in it. Bunch of older actors that are incredible actors. Just so good. It's absolutely something you should watch.
I don't even know if I've seen Avalon, so that's a good recommendation for me too.
I can't say enough about that movie. Every time it comes up in my head, I just want to tell everyone I know and like that they should watch Avalon.
Right. Oh, National Lampoon's Vacation. Yeah, with Tristan, we started with Christmas Vacation. We actually watched that on the plane heading out for a Christmas thing in California, and it was a perfect plane movie.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Giorgio and the Vegas one's pretty good.
Right. The original, of course.
Original's pretty good. I don't know why they call it Hamburger Helper, but it does just fine by itself.
My daddy says I'm the best kisser.
Yeah, they went a little darker in that first one, didn't
they? They kind of did, yeah. But
wow. Cousin Eddie. Yeesh.
Yeah. I think I did get the line wrong, but you got the picture.
You get the gist.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope that helps. There's a bigger lesson. The best thing to do would probably be join the Tadpool Facebook group if you haven't already, or if you're a patron, make sure you're in the Slack. That's a place where a lot of this stuff gets talked about. And, of course, on Twitter, you can always have a bunch of back and forth with us and others about this question. So good luck to you, Jake Staley. May the Staley boys ever find great filmmaking through their father. All right. Now we have two calls.
All right. Good.
Here's one.
This is fun. I like this a lot.
This is good. Here's one.
Good dog for day.
Just kidding. That's not a call.
She can call anytime.
Anytime she wants.
She's delightful.
Here's a real call. This is from, I don't know who, but it's about a girl.
I just wanted to give my 2 cents on Scott's Nice Guys review. My fiance and I caught the film, and while I think we may have enjoyed the film more than Scott did, we did catch on to the strange or weird tonal shifts that Scott described. We came to the conclusion that it was the young girl's part that caused all of it. The movie was fun and cool when Crow and Gosling were running around solving the case together, but when it came to his daughter's part of her complaining about hating Gosling or about how asking Crow, "Are you a bad man?" it just felt cheesy and misplaced to the rest of the film. The actress did a fine job, but the part itself needed a definite rewrite or rework. Slug a hobo.
All right. Don't slug a hobo.
Don't slug a hobo. We already had a video series, a YouTube series with those, so yeah.
Yeah, they did. That went badly. I'm going to say that he's right. I don't think the girl who played the girl was really good. Like, she's a fine actress. Her portrayal was fine. It just created a weird disconnect in the movie, and that's the reason I didn't like it. A lot of the reason. There's other reasons, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nice Guys. Just wish that would have turned out better. For me, I know a lot of people really like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine. It reviewed real well. It's totally great. They just landed on me funny. That's all. Here is a cat poop in the cake call.
Fantastic.
Here you go.
So, Scott, I listen to just about all your podcasts, and cat poop and cake has been coming up a lot lately, and every single one of them might need to look for a better metaphor there. I know where it's coming from, you know, comments like, it's okay to have a little cat poop in your cake. No, it's really not okay to have a little cat poop. So don't cat poop my cake.
All right. He's right. And I think he has me wrong on my side of what side I land on here. I am all about, if you say there's a little bit of poop in your cake, I don't go, oh, just a little cat poop. No problem. I'll eat your cake. No way.
Zero cat. You're a zero cat poop. You draw the line at any cat poop, not a percentage or a quantifiable amount of cat poop.
Cat poop zero tolerance is where I'm at.
Right,
so
right.
The whole point of that metaphor is to say, oh, that movie's okay. It's only got this one crappy scene.
Right.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
It's like a little poo in the cake. Now, that's different because you can probably make your way through the rest of the movie and be okay. So it's not a great one-to-one. But that's usually the case where I use it in, like, you know, if we have a presidential candidate who's perfect for the role in every possible way, except for the fact that he mutilates cats and eats them on the weekend. I don't know why it's still cats.
Right. That's where. Okay. Yeah.
That's a little cat poop in your cake is what I'm getting at. That's the use of it. Anyway, Scott is a 0% cat poop truther. You're right. I am.
0%. Yeah,
I totally am.
Show me the baking certificate.
Yeah. We haven't talked at all today about this filibuster that's going on.
Oh, right.
The fact that even more previously committed to Trump people are now like, nope, you said some real shitty stuff last week, so maybe we're not behind you now. Like, there's,
wow,
it's getting
really real
funky. Something's getting funky. I'm a little nervous about it.
The rats are leaving the sinking ship.
A little bit. That's what it feels like, or they're trying to make it sink, or I don't know. It's all weird. I was telling my daughters last night, they were both here, and I was telling them that I really look forward to the day when there is a female president, that there's not just another dude in a suit, that there's a woman with all of that that can come with that, and that she'll be a great part of this country. And I said, I'm just sorry that it might end up being Hillary Clinton. And they said, it's okay, Dad, we understand. And that was it. That was our whole conversation.
Wow.
And then we had jambalaya and a lot of bread.
Yum.
Yeah, it was real good. All right, that's it for your calls. That's it for your emails. If you'd like to submit your own, it's real simple. The emails come to us, themorningstream@gmail.com. There's got to be a the in front, themorningstream@gmail.com. You can also send us your voicemails at 801-471-0462. It's not a question, really. It's a statement.
You're high, you're an up talker. You're doing a little up talker.
A little up talking. Exactly. Yeah. So later today, 2 p.m. Pacific. No, sorry, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. We will be recording TMS PM, another show, a fifth, in fact, because you guys support us at patreon.com/TMS. Thank you all for doing that. And those of you who have not, consider doing so. If you wouldn't mind, patreon.com/TMS. Every tiny little bit helps get you access to the Slack. There's some great levels in there to get you some cool stuff. We got membership cards coming, rad stuff coming. So
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be real good. Anyway.
Can I be member number two?
Yes.
Me, you should be member number one.
No,
right?
I think we should be member. We should be the two-headed monster member.
Ooh, legacy member.
Legacy members. We can never truly be members, but we've been members so many times.
That's right.
Oh, and you can wear your hat when you get it and everything.
And no one will ever mention legacy members again.
Have they? The voting's over, right? Is the voting over or is that still
voting's over. Oh, yeah. Now nothing left to do but count the votes.
Podcast. I just want to see what they say. Awards on the site.
Sure.
.com. They don't have anything listed yet, I'm sure.
The voting time is over.
And we're voting.
I accidentally clicked ahead on the slide, so you're going to see.
I've accidentally shown my
bearded fruit.
And
when I go to Orange Julius, I order.
Hold on, I got to find it.
The Jizz Whiz.
And if you want to hear my review of Sex in the City.
Uh-huh, hold on.
Bad gay movies.
All right. here it is. Here it is.
This show is so gay.
All right, there it is. And then if you want to listen to Brian Ibbett more, he's on a show called...
From the Healy Carrier.
From the Healy Carrier. Starring...
Gilbert Gottfrieds.
Gilbert Gottfrieds. All right. Let's...
Never let those fade from your soundboard, sir. By the way, I'm on the board of the Academy of Podcasters.
Oh, really?
So I just did, reviewed two categories, the gaming category and the food and drink category. So basically I get the little 5-minute segments that that each of the folks have to submit, each of the podcasts have to submit. It's like the for your consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to all 10 of both of those yesterday and gave my reviews.
Did you? And I'm guessing that none of the gaming shows on the Frog Pants Network are included in that list of 10.
Actually, a sister show to the Frog Pants Network is in there.
Boo.
Well, Angry Chicken.
Well, I figured, but I'm excited for them and everything.
Okay, why are you booing?
They really go after... No, I'm not booing them. I'm booing that there's no... You got no instance, no boop show, no...
No instance, right.
Yeah.
If the instance or boop was in there, I probably would have to recuse myself from being part of that category. But I was objective. I was a fair and impartial judge and gave my opinions on all those, and I won't say which ones I ranked high and which ones I ranked low.
No, you're a true...
Convert Your Raid was in there also.
Mm-hmm. How do you get nominated for that stuff? What do you do to get in?
I don't know, because Coverville's nominated, so somebody out there is listening to my crappy 5-minute segment.
I don't know.
I don't know how you get nominated, because it's not the same like everybody sends an email to say, please nominate me. Yeah. I don't know how it's done.
Yeah, super weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there's that. Looking forward to finding out what the hell happens there. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morning Stream. The website is frogpants.com/TMS. Big thanks to Alpha Geek Radio for the simulcast of this. They have many programs there. You can go there at alphageekradio.com and listen to all kinds of content on this network and elsewhere. It's awesome. And also the guys at diamondclub.tv. Sergeant Muffin, you are my spirit animal.
and my breakfast treat.
Yes, and my breakfast treat. All right, we're out of here. Let's get out with some style. I'd like to hear a cover if you've got one.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you? You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I can maybe accommodate that. All right. Here we go. High Sard and Barrel.
All right.
I don't know what that's a reference to, so
don't either.
Maybe somebody else will tell us in the chat room. On the 17th, I turned the now truly an adult age of 30. It's been a year of new things with a new town, new girlfriend, starting my training to become a geek-themed jeweler, and TMS has been with me the whole way. For my birthday, I would like to challenge the cover master to find a cover that takes a terrible song and makes it fantastic. If not, maybe Scott can destroy them with lasers.
Oh, lasers. L-A-Z-E-Rs. There you go.
Destroy them with lasers.
There you go.
There it is right there. Yeah. If I can make it into the Thursday morning show so I can hear in the future of New Zealand on Friday, that would be great. Go with the flow, yo. Daryl. Orthian in chat. That's what I was reading ahead to his chat name. Mm. So happy birthday, Daniel. I'll get your name right. Happy birthday, Daniel. And all right, A Terrible Song Makes It Fantastic by use of cover. I Can Accommodate You, Sir. This one comes from an album that came out in 2012 by the band Phone Calls From Home. The whole album is really taking songs, you know, maybe not all great songs, and turning them into really, really good covers. It's called One and Done is the name of the album. Came out in 2012. Taking what is arguably one of the worst songs of all time and making it really, really good. It's Starships, We Built This City.
Oh, worst song ever, but here we go. Let's see if Brian's right. We'll talk to you guys later today, 2 o'clock p.m.
2:30, right? Or 2 o'clock?
Two, what are we doing? Is it 2:30?
Well, last couple of weeks we've done 2:30. Did you want to stick with 2:30?
Yeah.
I can do whatever.
2:30. I like it.
All right.
I like where your head's at.
Okay.
2:30 today, p.m. Mountain Time. And then I'll see you back on Monday, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you then. Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
one puckered up my butthole.